The boy's muscles ignited, and he stumbled after the dog, managing to tackle it in his arms just before it reached my dog. I thought surely my dog was safe and that this was yet another canine sidewalk skirmish. The city was filled with fear biters. These incidents happened all the time. I noticed that the leash in my hand had gone slack. I turned around to look for my dog. It took me a second to realize he was lying on his side on the sidewalk. He was shaking. As I bent down, his eyes rolled back and his tongue, his great big dog tongue, slid out of the side of his open mouth. Tuco, named after a character in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, my husband's favorite movie, was dead. My first instinct was to become hysterical, but I quickly realized that drawing all the attention to myself wouldn't be useful. A crowd had gathered and was offering to help, but no one knew what to do. The dog, you see, was big. An Ebizen hound, he was 29 inches at the shoulder and 75 pounds, about the size and shape of a small deer. I wasn't sure I could lift him. And that wasn't the only problem. I had absolutely no idea what to do. I didn't have my wallet or my cell phone, and my husband was, once again, out of town. But then someone called the nearest vet's office, and even though it wasn't open, they